Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Well, Mark Lawrence has today and tomorrow off, so Chris Elio is here with me. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, sir.
Good to have you on the Mark, and we invite you folks to participate for the next 90 minutes as we have an open phones day. Lots of big doings over the weekend with the takeout of Alfredi, and we've got lots of things we can talk about, including a letter or an email from Senator Gordner, who was deeply upset, and I believe justifiably so, over some comments last week in the program. We'll get to that in just a second. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us at 1-800-795-9565 or email us at onthemark@wkok.com. You can text us at 70236. For Text Connect members, just reply to a previous message or text us at 70236. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out lots more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. They specialize in all types of service on vehicle, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires. And they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at www.sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials, and you can build a Ford car, or truck to your specifications. Click on a coupon for the Works Fuel Saver Package. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars. They are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks, and a master towing service with decades of experience. So last week, Chris, we got into a big discussion on the program about a story that I think appeared in Penn Live, if my memory serves me correctly, about state senators and representatives in Harrisburg using campaign funds for some really unorthodox things. Possibly, I don't know whether they're illegal or not, but they certainly were not what you would expect the scope to be. During the program, Mark made a comment, I guess kind of brushing everybody in the state Senate and the state House with the same brush, and specifically singling out Senator Gordner. And we, to be fair, since we have the senator's comment here, we thought we would play the remark. Mark was kind enough, even though he was on vacation, to pull it out and make it available for us to air on the program. So we'll listen to that now. And if I can click the button.
The dilemma is we have good-meaning state representatives. We send them to Harrisburg, and the vortex sucks them in, and there goes their brain, and then they're done. And they don't help us. They only go do what it takes to get reelected. John Gordner is the perfect example. He's sucked into leadership. He now will do whatever and is just as guilty as all the rest of them in Harrisburg when it comes to, you know, spending the campaign money however
well,
you want.
Well, we don't know what John Gordner does with his campaign money. You don't know that. He's not quoted in this story or even mentioned in it.
He is eligible to do this. Yeah, I don't know that he has, but we don't know that he hasn't because it's all vague.
Most of the stories are about guys like Scarnati and the head of the Democrats, the leadership people who have squandered the money. Now, the senator is in the leadership, but I've known John Gordner for a long time, and I don't think he spends his campaign money on trips to Germany or buying $500 beers.
I will be perfectly willing to stipulate he's the only exception if it lets us move on in this conversation, because he is definitely above board and honest, and the only thing I've ever seen that he did that would be even commentable is that he switched to the Republican Party when he saw that the state Senate seat was going to come up and the 27th District was going to encompass
this area.
Get over
it. That was how many years ago?
Right, that was 20 years ago. So, but that's it. I mean, that's the only thing he's ever done. I don't think, I don't think he's a corrupt individual or anything.
Well,
not a hypocrite, that's for sure.
The story about
Scarnati
is... Well, there, Mark at the end, I think, did redeem himself
by
And this is a discussion program, and, you know, I think maybe his opening remarks were possibly a bit strong, but the senator was kind enough to send us his thoughts about it. He says, Mark, I was deeply disappointed and offended by a number of your comments on last Thursday's broadcast of On the Mark. The newspaper writers that wrote recent stories on campaign finance reports began their research a year ago. They apparently looked at campaign finance reports of all 250 or so current legislators. They looked to see if legislators spent campaign monies on unusual expenses and if they did not fully explain what those expenses were for the reports. After looking at the 250 or so legislative reports that are all found online with the Department of State, they ended up asking 30 or so campaign committees for more information. Some of those committees cooperated and some did not. This past week, several stories were published by them in which they listed about 12 to 14 legislators and their campaign committees. That means out of 250 or so legislators, they mentioned 5% of them. They did not mention anything about the other 95% of us. They mentioned nothing about Senators Yaw or myself or Representatives Culver, Masser, Keller, Everett, Harris, or Millard that serve or served your local listening area. And yet you said that we all head off to Harrisburg and become corrupt. You specifically mentioned me since I am in Senate leadership. You should have instead acknowledged that no one in the local legislative delegation was ever mentioned in the year-long review. While Joe tried to be objective, you were not. Signed, Senator John Gordner.
So, breaking this down, two things. First off, like you said, I think Mark owned up to what he originally said. I think he said something, came off a little too strong. But here's what I'm going
to
say.
It was intended to be provocative, which is what we do here on this program. Well, unfortunately, it was a little strong.
And upon further review, though, after listening to what Mark actually said, I don't think he was trying to implicate Senator Gordner as corrupt. I think what he was saying was people get elected, and then they go there and just try and keep their job. They don't do for us. They do to keep their job, which is not exactly an accusation of corruption. To me, it's more of an accusation of what we all think of politicians. They don't really care about what affects us per se. They're more about how can I get reelected.
That's a generalization, and that's where I think Mark got into trouble.
And I agree with
you. He was generalizing.
I agree with
you.
And unfortunately, in his generalization, he got too specific with one person, which is where I think where he went wrong. I think maybe calling out one individual is not the right way to go.
Well, I have worked with Senator Gordner for a number of years. Senator Yaw, Representative Culver, Representative Masser, Representative Fred Keller, a little bit starting now with Representative Rowe, but I haven't worked with him a great deal yet. I know them all to be decent, honest, honorable people. They went to Harrisburg with a goal to serve the citizens of this area to the very best of their ability, and I think they do that. Unfortunately, you cannot talk about some of the bad stuff that goes on in Harrisburg without by implication suggesting that there are people there who are highly qualified to do something about it, and so far, you know, we're still going round and round with the same stuff over and over again. We've had discussions. I get upset not about personalities because I know these people and I know they're good people. I get upset with the process. And I think maybe Mark's frustration with the process leads him sometimes to be a little more personal with it than I am. To me, the process is looking at I hate to beat my favorite dead horse, the radar bill in the State House. Passed the State Senate with only one dissenting vote to give municipal police radar. Hung up in the State House Transportation Committee, not moving as far as anyone can see, and they're looking at some cockamamie second bill that would create a pilot project.
Right.
Would in fact make municipal police like junior cops.
Well, it's all partisan politics always.
But they won't take that, but they'll pass legislation naming a post office or highway after somebody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can understand being upset with the process, but here's the thing. You don't get through any part of the system without going through the process. So the good things that come out of Harrisburg are directly attributable to the people, the men and women down there who are working hard every day to make our lives in Pennsylvania better. But unfortunately, the stuff that doesn't get done is what tends to fester and stick in your craw.
Always. Well, and unfortunately, this, you know, and I'm sure this will come up to the bigger topic of the day, which is the national news and everything that's been going on over the weekend with the president. Always, it's the media is always going to be driven by what gets callers, what gets readers, what gets eyeballs, and nobody necessarily cares about. You know, they care about the good stuff because that's what affects their pocketbook, that affects their lives. But they're more afraid of the bad stuff. And the idea of politicians being corrupt definitely drives more viewership or more readership or more listenership than, well, you know, obviously this is great news. 200 out of 250 people, you know, current legislators, you know, they were found not to be corrupt. Yay! Let's move on to the next thing. You all did your job and you weren't crooks today. That's excellent. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. Nobody cares, really, unfortunately.
Years ago, I mean, I worked with Senator Scarnati when he was the lieutenant governor. I chaired the State Emergency Communications Committee, and as lieutenant governor, he was on that committee, at least until Governor Rendell realized that he was on that committee.
Wait a minute. What happened here?
I found Senator Scarnati to be a very open, intelligent guy, deeply committed to trying to do things in the right way. You know, the fact that he has spent money on foreign trips and expensive restaurants is concerning to me, but, you know, I don't know the full story.
Right,
and,
right.
And as great as the reporting is in the Penn Live and Patriot in Harrisburg, and I grew up reading that paper and I have a great deal of admiration for it, it only tells part of the story.
Sure.
I mean, the fact that, as Senator Gordner points out, 95% of the people didn't have anything in this.
Absolutely.
And so you couldn't write a story saying, good news, 95% of our state senators and state House members
exactly.
are not spending their campaign money foolishly.
Because nobody's reading that.
Right.
Nobody's clicking that.
They want to know what the 5% did that is outrageous
right.
and enough to make our blood boil.
I need names. Who's that 5%? I want to know.
But I know, I've worked with Mark Lawrence for many, many years. I know Mark to be a fair person.
Yeah.
But this is a program where we try to have dissenting opinions. In other words, if you and I sat here and agreed for 90 minutes, there would be zero interest in this program. And we don't manufacture these disagreements, but sometimes they are heightened by the fact that we're in the middle of a give and take on the program, and sometimes I've said things that at the end of the program I would have cheerfully called back, and I'm sure Mark has too.
So right. I've never said anything wrong ever. So.
I think I can speak for Mark when I say to Senator Gordner, we're sorry you were offended. I don't think that was our intent. It certainly wasn't mine, and I don't want to speak for Mark. I'm sure he can speak for himself when he gets back, but I know him well enough to know that that wasn't what was going through his mind at the time. Hmm. So
yeah, I mean, I can't speak for him either, and it's more about him, you know, expressing his own feelings on it. But yeah.
On the other hand, we are delighted to know that Senator Gordner tunes in the program when he has a chance.
There you go. Thank you for listening, Senator Gordner.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with a letter, a morally equivalent email, if you will, perhaps, bringing up a Democrat and a Republican and a sex scandal. And, sex scandals. That should get some listeners going. We'll be back with more of On the Mark in just a minute.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Today's business doesn't stay in one place, so why should you? Introducing Pentella Data's cloud-based business voice services. Now everyone's connected with unlimited calling, conferencing, and mobile synergy, along with easy upgrades and 24/7 support, so your office is everywhere you are. How you handle it is up to you. Cloud-based voice service from the same people you already trust for all your data needs. Pentella Data. Call or click to find out more.
It's Northumberland Hearing Center's Fall Open House, October 21st to November 1st. No-cost hearing exams, free demos, free benefit checks, and more. Call 473-1200.
Hi, this is Ethan from Northumberland Hearing Center. We hope you or your loved one joins us for this fall event. We offer 0% in-house financing and offer a 45-day, 100% money-back guarantee. We stand behind our work, and we stand behind the products we fit.
Northumberland Hearing Center. Improve your hearing. Improve your life.
Northumberland Hearing Center. Center.com.
Dieting is difficult. Hot yoga is hard. Spin class is tough with a tough instructor. But you know what's easy? Taking the exact vitamins and supplements that are just right for you. So don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for you. Personalized daily packs filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements delivered to your door each month. And it all starts with a simple quiz. Look, the journey may be hard, but this part, it's easy. Go to GNC4U.com. Take the free quiz.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "An investment in knowledge pays the best interest." I'm Ben Wilhelm at Lone Oak Financial Services. Have you recently been widowed or divorced? Do you have a settlement or an inherited lump sum? Maybe you have a 401k from a former employer that needs rolled over. We agree that an investment in knowledge is important. So let us use our knowledge to work toward your investment goals. We will design a prudent investment plan that is custom tailored to your specific risk temperament, time horizon, and financial needs. I look forward to meeting with you at Lone Oak Financial Services, Commerce Avenue, Sealands Grove. Visit us at loneoakfinancial.com.
Registered with and securities investment advisory services offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services and Lone Oak Financial Services are not affiliated companies.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley.
Well, our Center for Economics, Business and Entrepreneurship Education was only started up 18 months ago with the premise of trying to serve our local community, our region, and the idea was, could we provide training and support for our K-12 educators to help them think differently about business subjects, and as our students change as well, think about how we can differently think about educating those students.
WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. We'll look back at Penn State, Michigan State today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way.
And we like the SMC way. I thought I was supposed to start bumper music there. Our producer is Matt Cotrillo today. Matt, was I supposed to start bumper music, or were you?
That was you, but I can do it if you need to.
Well, I hit the start button and I got another commercial.
All right, I'll talk into that.
Welcome to Amateur Hour.
Yeah, we got so flustered by the Senator Gordner stuff, we were like, well, we might as well just end this show forever.
Well, we should mention that Matt is filling in for our normal producer, Rob Setter, who is also off, I think, all week, and yeah. Mark Lawrence is off today.
This
and
is
tomorrow.
The B squad across the board, I guess.
We did have an email here. I find this one interesting because a little while ago, our friend EB sent in a note saying that about a Republican sex scandal and saying that Republicans were morally bankrupt and they were sleazy and, you know, terrible human beings. And now he wants to talk about Representative Katie Hill, but he kind of changes the dynamic a little bit. Says, Democratic Rep. Katie Hill voluntarily resigned after it comes to light she's had a sexual relationship with a staffer and apparently a threesome with another woman and her husband, according to her husband.
Sounds nice.
Republican Duncan Hunter stays in office despite being indicted for wire fraud, falsifying records, campaign finance violations, and conspiracy from using $250,000 in campaign funds for personal expenses. See the difference? Democrats hold themselves accountable. Republicans embrace corruption.
Okay.
So his argument before was that Republicans were morally bankrupt. Now here's a Democrat who apparently has some moral issues, and we find that the more important thing here is that a Republican stayed in office after being indicted for wire fraud. Frankly, if he was indicted, doesn't he have the right to stay in up until the time he's convicted? You don't have to resign if you're indicted. You have to resign if you're convicted.
I think he has the right. I think the point, what EB is saying, is that the Democratic, Katie Hill, said, you know what? I'm going to leave for the good of the people, because that's what she said. She said, for the good of the work that needs to be done, I'm going to remove this distraction and I'm just going to resign. The Republican Duncan Hunter doesn't seem to care so much about that. However, what I will say is, on the flip side, Katie Hill did not resign upon having these relationships, she resigned on getting caught.
And so, when photographs emerged.
Right, exactly. And she first, like a week and a half ago or last week when this first emerged, it was a bitter ex-husband. It was political rivals. Like, she was throwing all kinds of... I'm not saying that Katie Hill's a bad person, but she clearly was trying to keep her job for a minute there. Well, and then she went, you know what? This is too much. I got to go.
And EB doesn't bother to mention the Democratic governor and lieutenant governor of Virginia, who were also embroiled in their own little peccadilloes, if you will.
I don't know which ones those are, because all these politicians are involved.
Northam
in
is the one who admitted to appearing in blackface.
Oh, come on. See, so,
and the lieutenant governor was accused of sexual improprieties.
Okay, the sexual improprieties is one thing. That is a physical thing. I hate the cancel culture that we have now with the blackface thing and all that. If something happened 40 years ago and the guy came out and said, hey, look, I made a mistake, this was something I didn't realize, it doesn't mean he's a racist now. I can honestly say that I had a negative view on other races and cultures when I was, you know, 17 years old because I didn't know any better. I grew up in a mostly white area. So it wasn't until I lived in a city or in a place where there was more cultural diversity till I formed an opinion where I was like, oh, okay, this isn't so bad. I understand why blackface or saying the N-word or this, that, or the other would be a horrifying thing to do.
Okay. So 1-800-795-9565. That's our toll-free hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. Dick from Milton, you're on the mark.
Hey, I wasn't even going to mention this, but I've been following this affair with this Congress lady from California. But, Joe, you'll remember this. Newt Gingrich had an affair, a long-time affair, with a representative, Steve Gutterson's aide, and he ended up marrying her. And he was married at the time he was having this.
And wasn't his wife sick at the same time or something?
Well, yeah, but they were still married. That was my point.
Yeah.
Is that your defense, that she was sick, so I'll have an affair with somebody else's wife?
No. Hey, I'm saying that's even worse. That he cheated on his sick wife.
Well, he did it twice, but irrespective, she was the Wisconsin Steve Gunderson's aide. They had a long time affair, and he ended up being Speaker of the House. So obviously, maybe she should have used that defense and stayed in office. And right. I'm not defending her. This is not why I'm calling. Right. But this is, remember when I always talk about Republicans being hypocrites and Democrats being crooked? That's my point.
Oh, okay. Well, I think there's hypocrisy and crookedness on both sides of the aisle.
Well, let it go with that. But my point being is I won't hear you. You'll never hear anybody stand in or call in here and defend Newt Gingrich over that thing.
Well, no, I don't think anybody will defend Newt Gingrich. I wouldn't defend
him. But they also won't criticize him. But they did it at the time. Hell, he stayed in office. They use him as a poster boy for everything now.
His head is gigantic. I'll criticize that. He looks like a jack-o'-lantern.
Well, you know, it's hard to sort all this stuff out because you want to say on one side, you know, nobody can hold themselves up as paragons of virtue very easily in this whole thing because there's enough bad stuff on each side of the aisle. And we see more intent on playing a game that Dr. Eric Byrne defined in his book, Games People Play in the 1960s, called Now I Got You, You SOB. Mm-hmm. You know, where we're lying in wait, hoping to find the other guy commit some mistake that we can wave in front of everybody's face. We should be concerned about trying to help each other and build a better country, I think.
Well, this is why I would defend ideology over people any day. Like, that's why I will defend my idea of what is right and vote accordingly and hope that the person is not morally, you know, corrupt.
Well, Dick, do you think she should have stayed in office then?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that I saw somebody on the internet saying about making, you know, this is basically what you end up with people down there like this and like her. But the same person wouldn't criticize Newt Gingrich, is what I'm saying. I read that online this morning.
Yeah, well, Bill.
Maybe, you know what? That was so long ago. Maybe most people don't even think about it anymore. But that's the thing. I use him as an example because I'm as old as he is. We're the same age. He's from Harrisburg area.
Right.
I'm from this area. We're basically the same age. I used to criticize him in a sense when he'd get on there and some of those guys would get on and be bombastic about whatever, and he was a draft dodger too. That's another thing. I don't really care that he was, but then don't criticize people that went.
Yeah.
These guys used to criticize Senator from Massachusetts, Kerry, and then also Vice President from Tennessee, obviously. I mean, those guys went to Vietnam. They could have been killed just being there, not alone being in fighting. That's my point.
Right. Well, all
it's
right.
pretty easy to step back and hear and use your deferments for whatever reason, and then go and criticize people that went. I would just assume they don't say anything if they're going to criticize people that went over there. That was my point. And Nick Gingrich is one of the guys that did that.
He criticized people who fought in the Vietnam War?
He criticized a lot of people. He used to criticize guys that, well, I'm just telling you, he criticized guys like Kerry. You know that he's had lots of comments over the years about Kerry. And also, Vice President Al Gore.
Al Gore,
and those guys were both in Vietnam.
Right.
They're his age. My point being is, if you're not going to say anything, just you'd be better off not to say anything as being somebody that used your deferment. I don't care that they did that. But then don't sit around and bash people over the years for the people that went. That's
okay.
My point.
Fair enough. Good point.
He's got a solid point because, there have been many times over the past 2, 3, maybe even 5 years at this point where, like, I'm a snowflake, I'm a Democrat, call me whatever you like, I'm a liberal, whatever it is. Bill Clinton's supposed to be my hero. He's not. He's a terrible human being. Like, he's a morally corrupt, he's a philanderer, he's abused women, he's abused his power as president. Like, he was a bad person. He was a good president.
I was going to say he was a good president,
yeah,
but a bad person.
Okay. He did his job well, but he abused that office while he was there. And I will admit that. And his wife should have dusted him a long time ago. And his daughter can't stand him. And, like, he's just...
Really? You know that for a fact?
Well, I don't know for a fact, but she has publicly stated that he abused his power as a man and as the president.
Well, that can be just an honest acknowledgement of an obvious fact.
Oh, okay. So maybe she can't... Maybe she still loves him or whatever, or she still likes him, but she has... in public, acknowledge that he was not a good person.
Well, it's more than Hillary did.
Right, exactly. Agreed.
Dick, thanks for your call, Dick. We appreciate it. Call us anytime. Take care. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. Well, you know, Bill Clinton is certainly not a poster boy for good behavior in the White House, and I would say that Donald Trump has issues as well. So what kind of a standard are we going to hold people to? Name me an American president that you thought was absolutely the gold standard for behavior, ethics, and job performance.
I thought President Obama did a great job.
I knew you were going there. Okay.
I thought he was good. And honestly, like, when it's all said and done, I mean, I've read books. I've seen documentaries. You know, I thought George W. Bush held himself well. I mean, he wasn't the brightest bulb in the box, but he always had class. He always, you know, he there wasn't a lot of scandals with him personally while he was in the White House. You know, there's a whole thing about Dick Cheney swirling and what that whole administration was about. But him personally, I can't remember going like, wow, that George W. Bush, he's a terrible SOB, like you said. You know, I remember saying, did he really just say that? Like, that's not very smart, but not nearly as bad as this guy that's in the White House right now.
Well, I brought an interesting story in this morning, which we'll get to after the break. It's from CNN. It's called The 10 Most Extravagant or Bizarre Statements Made by President Trump During the Discussion of the... event where we got that terrorist.
That's called a radio tease.
I was looking.
Good job, Joe.
I was looking for it, and now I can't find it.
172 years in the business, and
yeah, right.
He's nailed the radio tease.
Oh, here it is. CNN ran it. The outrageous things Trump made in his remarks yesterday to the American people.
Oh, they were ridiculous.
We invite your calls and comments as always. And On the Mark, it's WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania. We'll take a break for the news, and we'll be back with Joe McGranahan and Chris Elio. Stay tuned.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence, and Joe McGranahan.
And Mark Lawrence, as I said at the beginning, is off on 2 days vacation, headed somewhere pleasant, I hope. I'm Joe McGranahan, and I'm here with Chris Elio. So, Chris, good morning back to you again for the start of the second part of the program.
Hello.
On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. You know what they sell at the Sunbury Motor Company?
Cars. Well,
yes, and trucks, too.
Oh, wow.
And brands, Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln Cars. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, all sizes of trucks, and a master towing service with decades of experience. They ain't just been doing this for a couple of years. They've been doing it for decades. So they invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires. And they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. Our toll-free line is open, 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Taking a look at the news headlines this morning, a man tried to give away a child after hitting the child's mother with his car. The incident happened Sunday night in the 500 block of Super Drive in Upper Mahanoy Township, Northumberland County. State police at Stonington arrested 36-year-old Noah Vitrano. Troopers say Vitrano hit a 36-year-old woman who was holding a 15-month-old child while in the driveway of their residence. Vitrano then took the child and fled the scene. He drove to a local gas station and tried to give the child away. Failing to do so, he went to another gas station and gave the boy to an employee. Police found Vitrano a short time later and arrested him. He is jailed in the Northumberland County Jail and will be arraigned today. The victims were evaluated at Geisinger Medical Center. Vitrano was charged with aggravated assault, child endangerment, DUI, and several other accounts. The man who authorities say was driving the van that collided with a school bus last month now is in jail. They say this weekend he punched the grandmother of the 3-year-old who is hospitalized after a notorious Northumberland County child abuse case. The Daily Item reports that 35-year-old Nicholas Cayley is charged with simple assault. Police say he punched Bonnie Cayley, the grandmother of 3-year-old Arabella Parker, who remains hospitalized after being abused over several months. The newspaper says Nicholas Cayley was married or is married to Bonnie Cayley. Last week, state police arrested Samantha Delcamp of Treverton, the mother of Arabella Parker. Police arrested her boyfriend, 19-year-old Jared Burgess of Treverton, earlier this month after they say the man beat the child. The mother was charged with child endangerment, obstruction of a child abuse case, and other charges. Police took Nicholas Cayley into custody Sunday morning. He is jailed in Northumberland County. He awaits arraignment today. And Northumberland's Halloween parade is coming up. And again this year, PennDOT's detours will change that night. Northumberland's Halloween parade will be this Wednesday, October 30th, and forms in King Street Park at 6 p.m., steps off at 7 p.m. Noel Long of 17857.org, which organizes the parade, tells us this year's route will be the same as last year's. Up 2nd Street, up Orange Street, down 6th, down Queen, then on Front Street to King Street Park. Northumberland Borough Manager Jan Bowman tells us interested marchers and floats can access the park from the open section of Front Street. She says participants can pre-register at the borough office or register the night of the parade in the gazebo at the park. And that's our quick look at news headlines. Now, over the weekend.
Over the weekend.
President Trump revealed the death of al-Baghdadi after saying he had been after him for some time. President Trump announced Sunday night that U.S. Special Operation Forces killed Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the world's number one terrorist and the founder and leader of ISIS. Surely that is a cause for celebration, especially in recent days. New York Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer, among others, have publicly fretted that the president's recent effort to move troops out of Syria would likely lead to a revival of that vicious terror organization. But no, not even a clear win in the fight against Islamic terror registers approval from the liberal media. Hours later, the Washington Post altered their initial obituary, which described al-Baghdadi as Islamic State's terrorist-in-chief, to call him an austere religious scholar at the helm of the Islamic State. Sure became, heaven forbid, the Trump administration actually gets rid of a bad guy and makes the world a little safer. You know, and that's just as par for the liberal course.
So, okay, so here's part one of this. People have to start separating the liberal leadership or the Democratic leadership with the media, okay? The media is its own entity. Unlike And I
will
claim...
they're lapdogs for the Democratic Party.
No, come on. Unlike what Trump was clearly trying to do with Fox News... by manipulating them, by calling them out publicly. There's still talk about Shep Smith leaving because Trump kind of strong-armed Fox News and meeting with them, with Barr going and meeting with them. So we need to separate that, okay? If anybody has a propaganda source, it would be Trump with Fox News, okay? Because that has been shown time and time. I can draw a line. Time and time again. However, Washington Post, MSNBC, these are entities that, again, have proven to be sensationalistic and do things on their own. It is absurd for them to classify this terrorist the way that they did just to irk the president. Like, what is that about?
Calling him a religious scholar?
Yeah, a religious scholar? Like, that's nonsense. And if that's what they're saying, then they're wrong. That's the bottom line. But Democratic leadership has praised this move by President Trump. So for them, for this source to who I forget what source reported this.
This was the New York Times?
Okay, so for the New York Times...
I'm sorry, Washington Post.
No, what I'm saying is whoever said that President Trump can't even get a fair shake from the liberals, it's the liberal media. It's a whole thing. It's that side of the media, because CNN this morning, all morning long, they reported it as a positive thing. This was a good thing that happened.
It's the way they report it. The president is much needed of a win. He's facing serious allegations.
Before
impeachment proceedings.
It is. This is all true. There's nothing wrong with
but
that.
But here's what gets me. And I heard one talking head who said something that I thought really made some sense, but I don't think it will ever get any wider credence or wider circulation than what I heard. He said he wonders if President Trump didn't pull the troops out of Syria or back off Syria, hoping that it would make this guy feel confident enough to stick his head above ground. And that's exactly what happened. They've been trying to get this guy for years. All of a sudden, we pull out or say we're pulling back. He feels a little safer.
Sure.
One of his ex-wife apparently gives him up or gives him some idea where he is, and they nail him.
Sure. And I honestly had the same thought. That perhaps all the news and the disinformation, maybe we never did pull out. You know, I did read news over the past week where our soldiers were still there. Like, no one left yet. All we've heard about is how we're going to leave Syria, but yet we haven't left yet. So why is that? Okay, well, maybe this is why. And that's fine. Hey, look, he did his job.
Well,
wonderful.
Yeah, hey.
Oh, thank you, President.
But now they're criticizing.
Does he need a tussle on his head again?
They're criticizing the way he did his job, because the other story, and this is from CNN this morning.
Yes, I heard this.
Sunday morning, President Trump announced that ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi had died as the result of a U.S. raid in northern Syria, and then he kept talking and taking questions and more questions. I went through the transcript of Trump's remarks and pulled out the most notable lines. And this is what the CNN writer said.
Which is hilarious, by the way.
He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying and screaming all the way. His editorial comment, Trump is very interested in painting a specific picture of Baghdadi for the public, of a cowardly, fake, tough guy. His detailed description of how Baghdadi met his end is a direct contrast to the light-on details presentation by President Barack Obama when announcing the death of Osama bin Laden in 2011.
So this was the point we were making earlier about we were talking about earlier who I think was a good president or a fine, upstanding president or whatever. This is exactly the difference. President Trump totally made this victory. He cheapened it by acting as if he was a high schooler who had beat up some kid or something. Like, that's exactly what it sounded like. Oh, he was whimpering in the corner and da-da-da-da. Like, just report, just tell us what happened. Like, you don't need
to.
He went on and on.
The thug who tried so hard to intimidate others spent his last moments in utter fear and total panic and dread, terrified of the American forces bearing down on him.
How do you know that he was in fear? Maybe he was screaming for his soldiers to get together. Maybe he was yelling. I mean,
if he didn't do anything, why didn't
didn't he give himself up? Why did he blow up his wife and his children?
Of course he did something. I'm not defending the terrorist. Don't twist this around.
Sounds like you are to me.
No, I'm not at all. What I'm saying is that he is telling a narrative that he wasn't even there. Like, no one was there.
He was watching it. He saw our troops. Our troops probably told him what happened. You remember, he was watching it in real time.
What good does it do? Like, what is the purpose of... He was crying, he was screaming, he was in fear. Who cares? Hey, look, we killed
the terrorists. Here's where it does. Here's where it matters. You ask me where it matters, I'll tell you where it matters.
All right.
There are always stories about people who want to kill other people because they insulted the Prophet, Muhammad. I think face is very important in the Islamic faith, maintaining your face. And I think by making this guy seem like a coward and not burying him in the traditional Islamic way, they're dumping him at the sea, in the ocean somewhere, I think the president is trying to say to the Islamic terrorists that this is the fate that awaits you if you continue the course you're on.
Right. But on the flip side, when we got Osama bin Laden, there were pictures of it. There were pictures. And we didn't publish them because... Our president said, hey...
Well, they eventually came out.
Come out, but that wasn't at the behest of the president. Let me tell you, if President Trump could put this out on YouTube today, this video of this guy blowing himself up, he would. And not only that, but he would paste his face on the soldier that killed him or chased him.
Now, you don't know that.
Because he's a child. Yes, I do. I do know that because that's based on the evidence that I've seen. He has done it before. He has backed it up before. He has actually retweeted people putting out video of his face being pasted on someone else.
You're talking about that obscene video that shows him killing his enemies?
That he retweeted. That he put out
there. He didn't tweet that.
He put that out there.
He didn't retweet that or create it.
I know he didn't create it.
He didn't even see it, he said.
Come on. This was like a week ago.
Yeah, but he didn't. Everybody says he had nothing to do with it.
He didn't create it, but he definitely acknowledged it and supported it. He had no problem with it.
I'm sorry, but he never said anything of the kind, Chris.
Oh, come on.
Never said anything
of
the kind.
Well, we're going to have to look this up during the next break because I know it to be true.
Well, I know it to be false. So one of us is wrong, and it's you. But, you know, it's like last night. One of our writers here says, saw the booing, lock him up chants, and impeach Trump sign at last night's World Series game in D.C. Who knew they only let Democrats go to baseball games?
And I disagree with what happened last night, by the way. And I urge, I mean, you know, I don't know how big our audience is, honestly, but I urge...
Thousands.
I urge any Democrat, liberal, or anybody who supports this ideology to not engage in that type of thing. That is ridiculous. I hate it when the Trump people do it. I hate it when he lets it go at his rallies. I can't stand it. I don't agree with it. I thought that was disgusting myself. So.
Well, I mean, as much as I'm inclined to want to agree with you, I have to admit that if President Trump didn't discourage his campaign supporters from shouting "lock her up" when referring to Hillary Clinton, you know, so turnabout is often fair play. If you're going to yell it at her, his opponent, someone's free to yell it at him.
Yeah.
Do I think the entire course of our discourse in this country is going the wrong way? I sure do. But I can understand people thinking that that was a legitimate thing to yell at him.
I'm not an eye for an eye type of guy. So, I mean, that's just, to me, that's, again, it's a childish way to go about life. It's not even Christ-like for those of you who believe that kind of thing.
On that kind of thing. Okay, on that little note, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of On the Mark. We invite your calls, 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us, as one person has done. We'll get to that when we come back at 70236.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Now's the best time of year to save more with Mahindra, and it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest for up to 72 months. That's more for less on E-Max 20S, 20S Cab, and Max 26 XLT Shuttle HST, with tractors that deliver more lift capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. Hurry and save more on Mahindra today.
Save on Mahindra tractors at Hilly Ridge Sales and Service in Mount Pleasant Mills or hillyridge.com.
See us or go to MahindraUSA.com for more information.
From the theater that brought you Mary Poppins the Musical and Titanic the Musical, Christ Wesleyan Theater Productions presents Beauty and the Beast, the Broadway musical. The Disney classic comes to life, live and on stage at Christ Wesleyan Church in Milton. Come hear a 75-member cast perform your favorite Disney songs in this Broadway-quality production. Be enchanted by this magical story through incredible lighting and effects, amazing costumes and makeup, and this timeless story of love and adventure.
I want adventure in the great white somewhere. I want it more than I can tell.
Beauty and the Beast, November 7th through the 10th. Get your tickets at www.cwtheater.org.
Furniture. The more it changes, the more it should stay the same. Buy it used? Ugh, stinky. Buy it online? It's risky. Build it yourself? Ouch. The old school way is great, especially with your grandma making cookies or your football team. Hard work, dedication. Why not your furniture store? Since 1915, yeah, that's right, 104 years, Shimock's Furniture in Coltmont has been selling happiness. Over 50 bedrooms and dinettes, 30 living rooms, and 150 recliners in stock. That means that you get to put your dupya in every single one of those chairs if you want to, and pick out one that's perfect for you and your home. Free delivery and free setup and removal of all of your old stuff.
Shimock's Furniture, voted Reader's Voice Best Furniture Store the past 4 years. 40% off the lowest price of the year in every department. 1 year interest-free financing, and save up to $600 on Serta iComfort mattress sets.
Shimock's Furniture on Route 61, at shimocks.com, and on Facebook. Shimock's Furniture, since 1915. They sell happiness.
News Radio 1070 WKOK and the United Way are helping to build stronger communities by doing what matters in the Susquehanna Valley.
The United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Hi, I'm Chris Markle, Chair of the Board of Directors of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Please consider making a donation to the United Way campaign this year, because change doesn't happen alone. To live better, we must live united.
Do what matters by visiting the United Way link at WKOK.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan with Chris Elio. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. The program brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. A texter said, and I'm not certain we understand all this, and it looks like there may have been another part to it that we didn't see. It starts off with a small A, so that's what leads us to believe there may have been something else that didn't come through. It said, a problem when one is supposed to treat all ill people, no matter race, religion, or color. And Dale, you're on the mark.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, Washington Nationals fans, basically all Washington fans, like all major sports, they're all, 95% of them work for government or through government, so they're all subsidized. They're all subsidized fans. They're all enjoying, you know, sports games on our dollar. And then they're getting aggressive at, like, the you know, the private sector people. I guess they're getting a little strained, too, but if you look at it, looks like people who are getting subsidized checks are getting real aggressive. It's getting scary. I don't know if it's going to get better or worse.
Think it's the Bar Association involved here?
What's that?
Is the Bar Association involved here?
No, no. I'm just saying they work through the government or work for the government. So,
oh, okay.
I'm just saying. It. I don't know where you come up with that, but yeah, it's just that all those major sports in Washington, they're all getting subsidized checks.
Okay.
You know, all the fans. Yeah, you know, it basically is true. 95% of them.
So Washington's fans are paid for their support.
Well, the private sector taxpayers pay for their, you know, for their sports venues, oh, okay. Stuff like that. You know, yeah. Does that make sense? But they're sitting there chanting. But anything that any Washington fans say, I wouldn't take it to heart. I mean, you know, they're not in touch with, you know, regular Main Street.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you make an interesting point.
I don't know what president's going to do any better. I just see that the people who are receiving taxpayers' money for a living are getting real aggressive. It's scary. I don't know.
I guess they don't want their gravy train to end, right? They want to keep it rolling.
Yeah, they want to put more straw on people's back, and people can't carry the straw that they're already carrying.
Hmm. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. Straw can get heavy if you got enough of it.
Yeah, no, we have a lot of straw suppliers, but we don't have too many straw carriers.
All right. Hey, Dale, thanks for calling. I appreciate your comments. Harry, you're on the mark this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'd like to comment. I don't know that I have to say that, you know, knowing with the media and everything right now, I'm very happy that we didn't have this set up when we had D-Day, because it seems to be that the media has to know everything before it can be done anymore. And I personally don't care how President Trump described the dead terrorist when he was killed. I don't care how President Obama described him. I only care that the guy's dead. And I don't think that it matters whether the media is happy. And I think also that in reference to your comment, Chris, about President Trump needing a win, I think the media needs President Trump to be their foil more than he needs anything. And I think that's pretty sad. I think they have become the lapdog of Pelosi and Schumer and their ilk.
I mean, I think they play off each other, honestly. I think if the media stopped paying attention to President Trump, he'd get very, very upset, because I think he's a full-blown narcissist. And the idea of the people not paying attention to him is really, really upsetting to him. Also, I agree with you. I don't think the media should know first before he does anything. The criticism on him now, which is something we haven't addressed yet, is that the only thing that I've heard from actual Democrats, not the media, the actual government, is that they didn't know before Russia and Syria and Turkey and everybody else knew that this was taking place. And that, in my opinion, is completely false.
But
at least
had,
the intelligence community should have known.
He had to notify the countries whose territory we were overflying.
Right, but he also has to let his own government know, especially
why?
Those who... Tell Pelosi
and Schumer it would leak like a sieve, like everything else does out of there.
And that's fair, but on the flip side, he needs to let the oversight committee know, because that's their job. It's their job to know what's going on so they can oversight. That is their job. That's the checks and balances of our government.
So you think, I'm sorry, Harry, we're taking your time, with it, but I mean, I don't see that the president has to sit stop. Obama didn't notify everybody and his brother before he did it.
He absolutely notified the people that needed to be notified.
Whose territory we were flying over.
And
whose territory
the Oversight Committee. I actually just heard this whole thing today.
I didn't see that. You got to show me that.
It was on CNN. It was someone who was part of...
Oh, okay. It was on CNN. Harry, we going to believe it?
No, it was a woman that was part of the Obama administration.
I don't believe much of what I hear anyhow. What I think is two things. One is the people that needed to know had nothing to do with Congress or Senate. They didn't need to know. They weren't the people that were going to make this operation go or not go. And that is the fact of the matter, and it doesn't matter who the president is. It doesn't matter the year or the time. I don't care about all this oversight stuff. It's crazy that we do everything so compartmentalized sometimes that we paralyze ourselves with analysis, and I think that's what would have happened there. And the other thing is just that I find it hard to believe that in the media, and I am a Democrat, Chris, so you can hear this from me as a Democrat, not necessarily a government guy, but a Democrat, is that I find it hard to believe that this president doesn't do anything good, and you never hear anything with that. The only thing you ever hear is negative, how he's, and he is a narcissist. He was a narcissist when he was young. He was a narcissist as a realtor. He's going to be a narcissist till the day he dies. And he's not unlike other people who have run for and have become president. So therefore, let's move on to what the real story is.
And that would be?
Which is?
the real story is that you got what you paid for with Trump.
I didn't pay for it. That's the problem here.
Well, the problem, though, is that everybody always says he's not my president. But when people said that about President Obama, for example, he was our president. And this is our president because he was elected. That's the end of the story right there. Boom. You don't have to like him. You don't even really have to respect him, but you have to respect the office. And the fact is, he is our president.
Well,
good, bad, or indifferent.
But he doesn't seem to respect the office because he's allegedly doing illegal things from it. That's why
allegedly.
I have a problem.
Allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly.
Well, exactly. So that's why I have a problem with him. I don't like the way that he carries himself, and I don't like the way that he represents our country. However, if none of these accusations of alleged malfeasance was a thing, and it was just that he's a brash human and I don't like the way he carries himself, then so be it. I would let it go. George W. Bush was an idiot by most accounts.
Whoa.
Yet I had no problem with George W. Bush as president, despite the fact that I didn't vote for him. I did not like, well, I voted for him the first time, not the second time. I was actually upset with the way he ran things by the time the second term came up. So,
and that's fair. But
right,
that's what
but
I think
I had
is
no
missing, Chris. The problem is that people aren't looking at it like that. They're looking at the fact that they don't like him personally, so therefore everything he does is wrong and that every bad thing that is said about him is true.
No, they don't
it's
like
it. It's very possible that some of this is true. Maybe all of it is true. I don't know. But after 3 years of investigating, something solid should have been found.
No, they don't like that they perceive him as a racist, that they perceive him as someone who is damaging our country.
Perceive. That's not
of
actual.
Course,
that's perception.
Well, I mean, but I mean, I can draw a direct line to where I can make you see how he's a racist. I can make you see how he's a sexist.
I perceive that your viewpoint is against everything that's American. That doesn't make me right.
Absolutely.
Chris, I think what's happened is that most people have not watched the fact that he is the first president, well, he's the first president in my lifetime that didn't have some ties to government otherwise.
Yeah.
Whether they served or didn't serve as a governor or a senator, and I think that because he is a loose cannon, which he always has been a loose cannon, he is no different than what you had any reason to expect he would be. And that's the issue I think that bothers everybody, because they can't peg him as, they can't pigeonhole him in anything, and nobody has any control over him. Heck, nobody's ever had control over him, and I would think that at the age of, what is he, 74, 75?
Well, that was 72, I thought.
Yeah, 72.
Yeah, I pretty much doubt it's going to happen in the rest of his lifetime. And that becomes the issue. The issue is that he is a maverick, he is uncontrollable, he is, by all accounts, a loose cannon, and I'm not defending that part. There's a lot of things he does where I shake my head and I say, oh, you got to get your finger off that Twitter butter and just keep your mouth shut one time. But
okay,
it is who he is.
Well, Harry, we got another caller waiting, so we got to move on. But thank you for your comments this morning. Appreciate them. Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. Like Chris brought up Fox News. Well, I'd like to say this. If the media would have been fair back through the 60s, 70s, and 80s, there would be no Fox News. They were already biased to the left. So therefore, out came Rush Limbaugh, out came Fox News, so that at least be one network that would be more conservative. That's why you have at Fox News. Now, in the meantime, once President Obama was elected, they had a happy engagement. The engagement between the Democrat left wing of the Democratic Party and the news media. Once Trump got elected, they were completely in bed together, fully legally married. there's no unbiased reporting anymore in the left-wing media. It's all anti-Trump. So, everything's anti-Trump.
So what is the left wing? Like what so which networks, which outlets are the left wing to you?
Every one of them. Everyone except Fox and Newsmax. Newsmax and Fox are the only ones that aren't left wing.
Are they strictly right?
Yes.
Okay. So you think that, like, so I agree that, like, MSNBC, Washington Post, even New York Times to a degree, skew way left. But, like, CNN, Time, I even think Fox News, up until Shep Smith left, had a measure. Like, if you watch Fox News anytime past 6 o'clock at night, you're getting far right extremism.
That's opinion. That's opinion, not news.
But during the day, and on Sundays when you get the Chris Wallace, and you get Shep Smith, and like those guys, they are like legit news people. Okay, that I buy. I will watch Shep Smith all day.
I mean, I like Shepard Smith, but here's the problem: Shepard Smith let his feelings come through on a news program. I think news and opinion, that's, I think, our largest problem in this country today, that the lines between news and opinion have become so muddied. You take a news story, I watch CNN in the morning, they do the news story, then they bring in the panel, and immediately the panel's dealing in opinions. So here we have, I'm sitting there watching, so I got some news, now I'm getting their opinions about the
news. Right, but you can differentiate from that. You're an intelligent person, but most people are.
But I agree with Dan, the left-wing media, there's no balance to the opinions I see on CNN.
That's
all
not true.
Anti-Trump.
I just listened to it today. I watched it today. There was a balance. There was a Republican or Republican strategist or something on during the whole discussion about the terrorists.
Who happens to agree with the people on the left?
No.
He does. I've seen those.
There was no. This is what I mean.
Like, they're today, what we call rhinos.
Like today's coverage was fair.
No, it wasn't.
I watched it this morning. It was totally fair to me.
I watched it too, and you and I arrived at entirely different conclusions.
We must have. I don't know. So one of us was still.
So what do you watch, Dan?
I tell you what I did yesterday. I turned it back and forth when they brought the news out with Baghdadi, and the CNN was still covering impeachment, MSNBC was covering impeachment, Fox News was covering the story, and they invited any Democrat to get on the newscast, all of them. One, Dangle, she's a congressman, she came on, but all she could talk about was impeachment. She gave credit, due credit to our military for doing a good job, but then when they asked her how about the president making that decision, she bypassed the question, wouldn't answer, and kept talking about impeachment. So there you have your answer for that. They still are focused on impeachment, which is nothing impeachable to impeach the president on.
Okay.
So they had one, they couldn't get off their biased reporting yesterday, even though it couldn't give Trump 1 ounce of credit for making a good decision, and they never can.
I think he made a good decision, Dan, but I think the way he announced it probably could have been done with more class and in a more presidential way. I mean, you know, he's crying like a baby. I did hear them come down on him for mentioning the Kurds last. I heard the CNN reporter this morning saying he thanked Russia before he thanked the Kurds. Well, so what? He probably ran down a list of people who we had to fly over certain Russian military units. Their cooperation would be essential. We don't want them shooting down our planes or wondering why they're there. He thanked Turkey in the same way. You know, I think he did the right thing there, but when he got into this, he died like a thug, a coward, as vicious and violent. We could have spared that stuff. He could have taken a very nice and dignified victory lap, and he would have earned it, in my opinion.
Sure.
But I think he did kind of cheapen it. But still, as our prior caller pointed out, he is what he is. He was what he was. He will be what he will be. Dan, we got to move along and take a break. Thanks for calling. 1-800-795-9565. We have a call on the line, one coming in. We'll be back after we take a quick break.
Here's what a patient of Dr. Carl Jenkins has to say about his new dental implants.
Getting the implants as opposed to just the regular dentures was the best move I ever made. Huge difference. They improved my quality of life, basically. Not just a cosmetic thing. I'm really, really happy with it.
Before coming to Dr. Jenkins, his diet was boring, bland, and limited.
Scrambled eggs, mashed potatoes, rice, things of that nature.
But now that he has beautiful and functional implants from Dr. Jenkins.
Since I've got them, I can eat anything I want. I was just at a restaurant, had a huge, big, giant sirloin. I can even eat peanuts, I can eat cashews, everything like that. Huge difference. And it's just changed my life. It's the first time in my whole life where I enjoy going to the dentist. The doctor and his crew are the best people. I love them to death.
Dr. Carl Jenkins in Watsontown. Visit us at smilesbyjenkins.com.
Cheer up, Tommy. That was a great hit. Why do you look so sad?
I just wish my dad could have been here since he got hurt at work. He can't come to my games.
Are you frustrated with your disability caused by a work injury? Does your pain prevent you from working and enjoying life? Turn the painful I can't to a more pain-free I can. This is Dr. Dunnigan from the Workplace Injury Institute at Shamokin Dam Health Center. With years of experience treating work injuries, we provide our patients with customized treatments specific to their injuries to reduce pain and prevent long-term disability. Find out how we can help your injury. The Workplace Injury Institute at Shamokin Dam Health Center. Call 570-743-4333. That's 570-743-4333.
770-743-4333.
Nottingham Village in Northumberland is the premier provider of senior living services in the central Susquehanna Valley.
Great news! Nottingham Village Senior Living Community has spectacular retirement choices. Our cottages offer two or three bedrooms, all appliances, sunrooms, screen porches, garages, and loads of storage. Rental or purchase choices are now available. Call me, Judy Carr, and let us do all those nagging chores.
Walk-in Wednesdays are back every Wednesday, 1 to 3 p.m. View Nottingham Village's beautiful retirement cottages.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley.
The art really consists of the actual individuals that we serve, and we call them self-advocates because years ago people didn't think of individuals who were intellectually and developmentally disabled as being able to advocate for themselves, and now today we know so much more.
WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. We'll look back at Penn State, Michigan State today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan along with Chris Elio. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. Two calls on the line, one email pending. We're going to start with Stan. You're on the mark, Stan.
Yeah, it was a good day yesterday. Dead terrorists and all, you know, dying like a dog and whimpering while he uses his kids for human shield. That's pretty disgusting. And Trump was very correct in calling them out as such. You know, he was, and as the, you know, would you rather him than like the Washington Post did, calling him an austere religious scholar?
Yeah, two extremes, right, man. There's two extremes. Why can't you just cut it down the middle and just be a class act
This guy was beheading people on camera and broadcasting it around the world.
So we should definitely
stoop
to their level.
This guy deserved no respect, no leeway in what he was. He was a scumbag, and he died whimpering like a dog in a tunnel as he blew up his kids.
So we should
that needs to be reported to be the coward that he was.
For sure, we should stoop to their level. Absolutely. The President of the United States.
Stoop to what level?
The President of the United States should be, like, you can say that. I can say that. Joe McGranahan can say that.
He was supposed to do like Obama say. We buried Osama as Muslim dictates call for. No, Osama was just as bad. He should have been dumped over the boat without any religious ceremony, but they gave him a religious ceremony.
Yeah, that's not,
this guy killed his kids using them as human shields as he blew himself up. He was a scumbag, and the president was right to call him out.
That's neither here nor there. The ceremony is not the issue. The issue is getting up in front of the nation and acting like a frat boy, talking about, like, you know, and flexing his muscles when years earlier, when Obama did get bin Laden, your president tweeted out over and over again how he deserves no credit. President Obama should get no credit for that. But here is Donald Trump flexing his guns. Look what I did.
Really?
Cowering in the corner.
Well, actually, you're right. Trump didn't do it just as Obama didn't do it.
Come on.
The military did it.
Exactly.
The special ops guys did it.
Exactly.
The only thing that happened that Trump did was he pulled the trigger and said, go get him, just as Obama did.
Exactly.
All right?
Exactly.
But the difference on how these guys are treated is 180 degrees different.
Right.
And the way Trump did it is the way these scumbag terrorists need to be treated.
Well, let's reverse it. I think if President Trump had said what Obama did and Obama had said what Trump did, they'd be saying of Obama, well, here's a guy with guts. And he's a
Absolutely.
Guy with courage.
Well, I know I wouldn't.
Exactly right.
I know
yeah,
I
the
wouldn't.
News media would have been 180 degrees out of what they're doing now.
Yeah, finally we got a tough president who's not going to take anything from the terrorists.
Yeah, well,
and then
I
he'd
know.
Be saying about Trump, well, he's mealy-mouthed, he's weak, he's not doing his job.
I can only speak for myself on that, and I definitely would not support any president acting this way. That's why I'm acting the way that I am towards this particular president.
Oh, well, so we should have let the guy go. We should have captured him and put him on trial.
Is that what I said?
No, is that what should have happened?
Is that what I said?
Well, he's asking
no,
if that's
not
what
exactly.
you think
I'm just asking, is that what should have happened?
So then that's not what I said. No.
He died like a dog the way he should have. He was a coward and blew himself up.
Right.
He
probably
should have.
Absolutely. Probably should have been killed, because if you would have captured him and you would have put him on trial, he would have been made into a martyr. I get all that. That's not what I'm that is not what I'm contesting at all.
I think he's going to be a martyr anyway.
You're worried about words.
Nice.
Worried about a few name calls. Well, you know, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, that's
and neither does anybody else, because the guy was a scumbag. He killed countless innocent people by beheading them on film.
Well, that's clear. That's the way that you deal in your business, and that's fine. That's you. I don't want my country represented that way. I'm not a big fan of that. That's not how I do things, and I can throw down with the best of them in terms of name-calling, but I'm not the President of the United States for a reason.
And let's pray that
all
never
right.
changes.
We've had too much mealy-mouthed presidents in the past, and it's time that ends.
Yes, they're all mealy-mouths. Ronald Reagan would have never have done this. Everybody, every Republican hails Ronald Reagan as the god of conservatives, and I guarantee that he would not approve, period.
No, I don't know about that.
You don't know that.
I don't know that.
Okay, of course I don't know that, of course.
He wouldn't have done it.
Neither nobody does. So you're reading Ronald Reagan's mind. I don't try and read Ronald Reagan's mind or anybody else's mind. I look at their actions.
That guy would
never. And I've seen what other presidents have done.
He would never, ever speak like that, ever. He wouldn't.
He was a tough guy. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Well, yes, he didn't say, Mr. Gorbachev, you die like a dog, or you're a scumbag, and whatever. Like, he would never say that. He would never have said that, and he didn't.
Oh, wait a minute, though. Wait a minute. So when Trump is talking to Kim over there in North Korea, you know, and kind of saying nice things, you're all, you know, the left is all against that, saying, oh, you're kowtowing to a dictator. Same thing with Putin. You know, when he's trying to negotiate something, you know, to be to better the world, to get rid of things, you say that's bad. Yet when he calls these scumbag terrorists that murder people on film, that's a bad thing. Which is it?
Trump supporters will twist anything. They
no,
will
twist
literally
it.
Twist
that's the
anything.
Truth. That's what's been told. You know, dear leader, you know, that's what they say. Oh, dear leader Trump talks to dear leader Kim over there in North Korea, and he's kowtowing because he calls a nice guy and all this
they
stuff.
They do.
He's trying to negotiate the end of freaking nuclear proliferation there. But that's not good enough.
There's a huge difference between...
Oh, no,
there's a
same
huge
thing.
Difference. It's
same
not
thing.
The same thing. It's completely different. Ah, whatever, man.
Oh,
I
see. You kill scumbag terrorists, you call him a dog, because he's killing other people by beheading them on camera, but you're trying to stop proliferation of nuclear weapons in North Korea by being nice to the guy, not, you know, calling him bad names.
Do we have a bell? We need to end this round. Hey, Stan, thanks for calling. We have another caller pending, and we've got to take a break. I'm sorry. Love to let this continue, but I was looking over there to see if we have a bell at the end of the round.
Sorry, I can't take the twisting. I can't.
We have two emails that we got to get to. We have Lance on the line. We got to take our last break, and we'll do that right now.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
We've already seen Pennsylvania's weather becoming more extreme, with devastating floods and heat waves putting lives and communities at risk. Farms and families are suffering from more intense summer heat, and it's only going to get worse if we don't act on climate and reduce our carbon pollution. Thankfully, Governor Wolf recently committed to linking Pennsylvania to a regional program that limits carbon emissions from power plants. This is the most significant step Pennsylvania has taken to fight the climate crisis and gives us the opportunity to invest in an economically prosperous clean energy future we need for our state. Tell Governor Wolf you support carbon limits that include protections from pollution for every community. Visit sc.org/PA Carbon, paid for by the Sierra Club.
If you're under 65 and looking for health insurance, November 1st is the first day you can sign up for high-quality health insurance from UPMC Health Plan. We have some of the lowest prices on the marketplace in your community. So if you want easy, affordable coverage and access to excellent doctors and hospitals in your area, including UPMC Susquehanna, here's the plan. Sign up for UPMC Health Plan starting November 1st.
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
John Reed pours over tape exhaustively, including tape of his own receivers. You want to know why he pours over tape of his own receivers? Because he has to play them in practice. This scout says to me, he says, that is my kind of guy right there. You can tell the film study pays off for him all the time. There are some people that don't want to put in the extra stuff, and it shows.
The Steve Jones Show, 3 to 5 weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan along with Chris Elio.
A little one Beatles of our, music.
We have three emails we'll get out quickly. One says, I bet Chris loved George Patton. I had to explain to Chris who George Patton was.
I know who George Patton was. I just didn't know what the message meant. That's
one
all.
Of our other writers says, hi, if you listened to the Trump speech, you saw him lie about no military personnel getting hurt over this attack. In fact, two military personnel and one dog were injured in the attack. More fake news from the great clown Trump.
Oh, good boy.
Signed,
got
Bob.
Hurt.
Oh. And then another writer, Than, says, Chris, Dan thinks the left-wing media is any media that tells the truth. To some extent, Joe feels the same way. All media has biased but smart people who know how to figure out what really is happening. And what really is happening is that Donald Trump appears to be a traitor, doing things for the Russians, doing things for the Turks, and allowing the Kurds to be killed after they help us get rid of ISIS. And I don't think that Donald Trump understands what's going on in the world and mostly doesn't understand how our country is structured. Mm. And Lance, you are on the mark.
Not quite yet. Now he is.
Lance?
Why, I fully understand why Trump did what he did in describing what went on. And that is, if you look down through history, every cause that ever was had a leader that the followers sought to emulate. Correct? let's say, World War II, Churchill, you know. And when they saw that this person that they were trying to be like was really, you know, just a total coward and a zero, it could lessen their resolve to do what they are doing. You see what I mean?
Wait, so your point is that by building him up, people are more likely to follow him, and by tearing him down, less likely to follow him?
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, there, it would work.
Well, in other words, it wouldn't work with Hitler, because if you tried to tear him down, the Gestapo would come to your door in the middle of the night and haul you off to a concentration camp.
Oh, yeah, I understand that particular part. But here, it's sort of a little bit different. I mean, nobody's going to come back on Trump, that's for sure.
Back on Trump. I mean, this morning they're saying, oh, well, he thanked everybody. Thanked the Russians first.
Oh,
he thanked
Kurds
last.
Okay.
But
what I'm worried about is, or what I'm concerned with, is how his dedicated followers will take this.
Who, Trump's?
No, I'm talking about the
Baghdadi
ding dong that got taken out.
Today's a day we're going to have to be worried about, you know, overseas and terrorist attacks and whatnot. We have to be on the lookout today for sure.
Let's face it, Barack Obama's approach, which I'll agree was more dignified, didn't put an end to ISIS. Trump saying, you know, you mess with us, you're going to die like a dog, you're going to be screaming in terror.
And I assure you, he didn't put an end to ISIS.
I think he's
my dad
put it on
still
the ropes.
Alive. What he would say was, you ain't going to win a street fight with Londonderry rules. And that's the truth, and that's what we're in. Doggone it, it's the time we realized that. It's time to get a little bit Machiavellian in all this.
I still
believe it. How Machiavellian would you suggest we become?
Yeah, that's a dangerous road, dude.
Well, I don't know that it's a dangerous
road. I understand that, but, it seems to be working well for the Democrats.
How so?
Yeah.
The Kavanaugh hearings? If you want to say something like that. I mean, we threw jurisprudence right out the window on that deal.
Well, I'll agree with you. I don't like the tendency to someone's accused of something, and then everybody in the media, and they do this, they repeat it as if it's fact. You know,
some of them do, yeah.
When every time they reported about Joe Biden's son, the completely debunked rumors or the false rumors, but, you know, no one's taken it to court. No one's adjudicated him innocent or guilty for that matter.
I mean, apparently there's been investigations that have proven it to be not a problem, like not true. So,
okay, well, we've got one more caller, and we'll give them a minute. Thanks, Lance.
What about 10 seconds here?
10 seconds, all right, go. Nine.
Okay, what
eight.
Has become here, I believe, is you remember the movie called Citizen Kane?
Yes. Yeah.
I believe collectively that our press has become William Randolph Hearst.
Okay, thank you.
Rosebud.
Al, we got about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm ready. It sounds like we need a classy way to kill our terrorist and report about it. After today's discussion, we need that classy way. And then also, since I only have a minute, please let me finish. President Trump waves hello, how are you, with his left hand, and then he'll smack you and take you down with his right. And that is a way to run a country. I mean, if you get in our road, you're going to get smacked down. Because we stand for right, and that's the end of the story.
How about truth, justice, and the American way?
Yeah, he stands
that
for
was
right.
Superman.
Exactly
right.
Truth, justice, and the American way. He'll smack you down with the right.
That was the lead into the show, Superman. I don't think Trump's quite there yet, though, Al. Hey, thanks
for
calling.
Well, just about there, buddy.
Okay, thank you. Join us again tomorrow. Chris and I'll be back with more of On the Mark. You're listening to WKOK Sunbury, Pennsylvania. Thanks for your participation. See you tomorrow.
The Dan Patrick Show has produced a lot of truly incredible moments.
Doug Gottlieb took a pie to the face.
Shameful moments.
Mickey Rubio's a stud.
Inspiring moments.
McLovin.
Bench press 200.
A category we call Fritz moments.
Sausage off.
But this moment, right now, is the one that could change your life forever.
I do have something that's going to change your life. If you go to danpatrick.com, it's something that will change your life.
This is the moment. You can open the door to all the other moments. Download the Dan Patrick Show app, and you don't have to miss a second
of the present.
Uh-oh, somebody missed something.
Or the past.
Guaranteed to change your life.
Dan Patrick.
Let me bring in DeMarcus Lawrence, the Cowboys defensive end.
Welcome to the Dan Patrick Show.
Give me the quarterback you would tune in to watch.
I'd probably tune in to watch Dak Prescott. I love how he's running the Cowboys offense.
Touchdown for Dak Prescott.
Dan Patrick.
Bringing you the biggest guests and best interviews.
He's the new manager of the Angels, Joe Maddon, joining us on the program. 867-5309. You fixed your lineup. Did you get criticized for that?
No, I can't remember the year that I did that. The Tommy Two-Tone lineup at AC1.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is Dan Patrick.
Welcome to the program, Dan Patrick Show. Chris Mannix filling in for DP. Good to be back here with you boys. Good to see the studio for the first time. It's an upgrade over something that was already pretty impressive. I mean, I don't know that I'd ever leave. You've got one question I did have, and people that watch the show, Bleacher Report Live, you got a half-court basketball court behind the desk. Sort of a hangar back there. You got a field, football field. Is that the best way to describe it? But what I'm interested in is, like, there's a set of weights out there. Has anybody here actually used those weights?
Oh, don't come in here with that.
Don't even. They look pristine. They're unused.
If only you were here on Swolder Day. It could be Swolder Day.
Yeah. 60 Seconds to Swole. You've heard about it.
I have not.
New segment. No one's got a tighter t-shirt on than you do, though. You're perfect for this place.
I got my NBA Jam t-shirt on.
Nice. Maybe hit some weights, too.
I'm ready to go today.
We'll show you how.
Wearing a shirt that tight.
Okay, first of all, it's not that tight.
It's a little snug.
I disagree.
You're pulling it off. That's all right.
Wow. Okay. All right.
I thought it was body paint. I thought you had
a body paint. Good start. Welcome to the program, everybody.
Poke the bear.
I was feeling good about myself this morning. I found the Ricky Rubio bobblehead sitting in the corner.
No one will destroy that faster than this group. You come in feeling good. All right, this is going to be a good day. We'll destroy that within 15 minutes.
Morale was high. I was feeling confident. Watched a lot of football last night. Watched the baseball game last night. Dan's out. We're not sure what condition Dan's in. Had a kidney stone removed or having a kidney stone removed.
I think
today.
As we speak.
Ooh. I'm never sure. Like, I'm never sure what you're supposed to, like, you're in my ear, Paulie, saying, like, Dan's having a kidney stone removed. Like, am I supposed to say?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what,
he went through it last week.
Okay.
This weekend, he was simmering, as they say in the kidney stone community. Yeah. And then he went in this morning for the full processing.
Is there a kidney stone community?
Yeah. According to him.
That's a thing?
He's in there now.
Watched a lot of football last night. Watched the World Series. Astros, they go up 3-2 over the Nationals. Tough break for Max Scherzer. We're going to get into that. Scherzer had to miss game 5 with neck spasm. Must have been an incredible amount of pain to have to miss that. A lot of pressure now falls to Steven Strasburg, who's going to take the mound for the Nationals in game 6. Justin Verlander gets the call for the Astros. We'll talk more about that game and what to expect from Strasburg. Big opportunity for Strasburg. This is a guy a few years back has games shut down. You know that when the Nationals are making a run, now he gets a chance to stave off elimination, maybe force a game 7 in the World Series. NFL, Bill Belichick gets his 300th win in New England. That was one of the two games I kind of locked in on yesterday, mostly because I wanted to see how Baker Mayfield would do in his matchup with the Patriots. Bill Belichick is like 137-0 against young quarterbacks. It's just some ridiculous number. He's just really good at locking them down. And he did it to Mayfield in that one. They sacked Mayfield 5 times, forced a pick, held him to a quarterback rating under 80. Some bad luck there with the Browns, no question. Nick Chubb statistically had a great game, but those 2 fumbles in the first quarter changed the entire course of the game. Took 1 touchdown off the board for the Browns, maybe 2, put them in a hole early that they couldn't dig themselves out of. Yeah, Perloff.
Are you sure that's luck? It feels like the Patriots keep getting these lucky turnovers. At what point is it not luck and something they're doing?
Well, the strip when he was covered on the 10-yard line was a good play. But
yeah,
there was
punch.
One where he got... the ball was kicked out of his hand by his own teammate. So that is bad luck.
I can't understand, and I was going to ask you in Seton this as a Patriots fan, like, Yeah, they're 8-0, but why does it feel like they haven't played anyone yet?
Well, they haven't, really. I mean, Buffalo, I think, was the best team on their schedule at this point. Yes, Eden.
It feels like that, too, because we're reminded of it on a daily basis. That, like, well, yeah, you haven't played anybody yet, so.
Yes. Oh, that's the thing?
That's probably why it feels that way. Could be it.
They have five winning teams coming up, so
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, this will be the test of the schedule coming up with the next 4 or 5 games. But with Cleveland, there's a theme, that we're seeing with this Browns team. They're 2-5. And they can't get out of their own way. You know, they got beat by New England, but they were playing against themselves for most of that game. This was a team that had incredible hype